This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
You're listening to The BizCast on the C-Suite Network.
Welcome to The BizCast. You work hard in your business and you want to know what it takes to get to the next level. The BizCast is where we interview best-selling business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Whether you're the leader of a Fortune 100 company or your company is just taking off, what you're about to hear will help you take your business to the next level. I'm your host, Kevin Crane. Welcome to the show. It's my pleasure to welcome Dan Negroni to the program. Dan is a business management and talent development consultant focused on today's critical cross-generational issues. He's the CEO of Launchbox 365, a management consulting firm bridging the gap between managers and their millennial workforce to improve performance and profitability. He's with us today to talk about his new book, co-authored with Jim Eber, called Chasing Relevance, 6 Steps to Understand, Engage, and Maximize Next Generation Leaders in the Workplace. Dan Negroni, welcome to the show. In your book, you talk about the need to create a workplace where powerful, authentic, multi-generational relationships are most likely to thrive. Are organizations missing this opportunity today?
The answer to the question is a resounding yes. When we do our studies, we look at what workplaces have a plan to connect the generations. And the reason we believe that workplaces need to connect the generations is because we believe where youth and experience meet is where the magic happens. And I would say, I think the statistics show that only about 22 or 23% of workplaces have a plan or are even discussing this issue. I'm not talking about complaining about it. I think that's about 100%. But I'm talking about a plan to connect the generations in the workplace to create great, engaged, and profitable results.
Why is it critical for organizations to embrace millennials as the next generation?
Here's the thing. Since the beginning of time, youth and experience, where they meet, is where the great stuff happens. Look at apprenticeships, right? Look at the parent-child relationship. It is the nature of the way we evolve as human beings. We teach the young, and then they outwork us, outpace us, and do better things than us. And it's kind of the way that civilization continues to grow, be better, and impact is had on the world, and things are built. And so we really need to do it for that reason alone. But here are some astounding statistics. The millennials are here. They are the most studied and talked about generation ever. They are 83 million strong in the US, 2.4 billion over the world, and I think 60% of the world's population is under the age of 30. 60%. So they also are becoming our customers. They have the largest amount of spend because they're the largest group. And they are making decisions. So they're not only our employees in the workplace, which you'll see the statistics that show today they're 40% of the workplace, but in the next 9 years, they will be 75% of the workplace. They are our customers. So I hear often when people are sighing and complaining about millennials that millennials want all the power. And the answer to your question is they don't want all the power. They are the power. And if we want to be relevant to our customers, to our businesses, to our children, we must embrace millennials and stop complaining about them.
Our guest today is Dan Negroni. His book is Chasing Relevance, 6 Steps to Understand, Engage, and Maximize Next Generation Leaders in the Workplace. Get your copy at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. It's time for a quick break, but when we get back, I'm going to ask Dan about those 6 steps and what we can do as business leaders to make the most of our relationships with all of our generational people in the workplace, coming up right after this. Over 3.2 million new book titles are published every year. What are you doing to help your book rise to the top? Submit your book to become part of the C-Suite Book Club, the premier source of leading business books for C-Suite leaders, executives, and celebrities. Visit csuitebookclub.com/author to submit your book today. That's c-suitebookclub.com/author.
You're listening to The BizCast with Kevin Crane on C-Suite Radio.
Welcome back. I'm with Dan Negroni, and we're talking about Chasing Relevance, 6 steps to understand, engage, and maximize next-generation leaders in the workplace. Dan, your book outlines 6 steps to engage and maximize next-generation leaders. What are those 6 steps, and why are they so important?
Yeah, I'm going to jump right into the 6 steps. It's called our Bridge Model, and it's an acronym. So B stands for something, R-I-D-G-N-E, and I'll walk you through that in 1 second. But the whole first part of our book is about figuring out who you are as a millennial, as a manager, and figuring out what impact you want to have on the world and putting your oxygen mask on first so you can help and take care of others. If you do those things, it becomes much simpler. It's not simple. It's not easy, but it's simple. And here are the 6 simple steps that we believe that you take. Bridge is about busting myths. As you said a little bit, Kevin, earlier before we took the break, people really have a whole bunch of preconceived notions about millennials. They're entitled, they're disloyal, they're lazy, they only care about work-life balance. Well, they have similar myths and misconceptions about us, that we only care about money, that we don't like feedback, that we don't care about purpose, that we don't care about relationships, and that we believe since we have the gold, we make all the rules. Neither one of those things are true on either side. And when we get past those things from working on the inside out and figuring out who we are, we really can start to bust the myths. So B, bridge, bust the myths. R is real deal. When you come to any relationship, whether it's personal or professional, you need to be authentic. Authenticity is the number 2 thing millennials want in the workplace. And if you think about it, it's probably the most important thing in relationships. So we really need to be real. If you can show a millennial you care about them and you have their back, they will be yours forever. And that's because they care most about the number 1 thing. I said authenticity was number 2. Number 1 is capability, and they want to learn and grow. Gallup will tell you 90% of them will stay at any job if they get that in that job. So if you can demonstrate our real deal, no nonsense caring, and communication to them, they will stay with you. I, in the Bridge Model, stands for I own it. You got to own your stuff. You really have to own your stuff and be true. Transparency and authenticity, like I said before, super critical. If you're not owning your stuff in any relationship, both personally or professionally, that relationship usually ceases to exist. And so own your stuff and be clear about what you can do to change your relationships, because the only person you can change is yourself. The next 3 in the Bridge Model are about team and team building and about others. If the first 3 are about yourself, B, R, and I, D, G, and E are about others. D is delivering value. Look, millennials get this quickly, interestingly enough, and we know it as old guys and gals, which is make it about others and deliver value every day. Think to yourself, this is not about me. What does my audience want from this particular thing that I'm doing? And deliver value all day long. And that's what you do with D. G is about goals in mind. And I think in the workplace, we need to realize that there are a bunch of different types of goals. The first type of goal is what everyone thinks. What's in it for me? We need to shift them to what's in it for them, meaning the other person, but they're thinking what's in it for me. So let's pay attention to some of those individual goals as we bust the myths and see what our millennials are looking for to learn and grow. And incorporate that in both team goals and corporate goals. And of course, use all of the elements of Bridge to communicate that efficiently. E is about really empowering a culture, the 6th part in the 6-step process. How do you empower an organization to do for itself? And that's what E is about. My favorite thing to do in E is really to focus on the ability to communicate by using questions and leading through using questions. But the truth is, in the workplace, we all want the same thing. And if we follow the bridge method, we've seen many, many companies have metricable success, including increased revenue, increased retention, and increased engagement.
Well, Dan, it's been great speaking with you today. We're almost out of time, but before I let you go, one last question. What was the best piece of advice you ever received, and how has it shaped who you are?
My three words are bold, generous, and empowering. And my dad told me early on in life, you're very bold. I know you care about people. I know that's the basis. You want to help people, but honesty that kills is still murder. So be very careful how you yield the sword of being bold and caring so much with advice and being a leader.
That's Dan Negroni. His book is Chasing Relevance, 6 Steps to Understand, Engage, and Maximize Next Generation Leaders in the Workplace. Get it at the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Dan, thanks a lot for being my guest today.
Thank you, Kevin. It was a delight. I really appreciate it.
That'll do it for this episode of the BizCast. Join me next time when we continue to talk to business authors, thought leaders, and C-suite executives to bring you an inside look at what it takes to succeed in business today. Don't forget to visit the C-Suite Book Club at c-suitebookclub.com. Great books by great business authors, only the best at the C-Suite Book Club. And if you like what we do here at the BizCast, don't be shy. Give us a shout out on social media or leave a review on iTunes. Meanwhile, until next time, I'm your host, Kevin Crane, for the C-Suite Network. Thanks for listening. Brought to you by the C-Suite Network, c-suitenetwork.com.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.